DW.
The high mountain glaciers of the Himalayas are often referred to as the third pole of the planet, after the Arctic and the Antarctic. In the Northern Hemisphere, this summer has been a record one, with unprecedented temperatures being measured in the Arctic. Pam Pearson is founder and director of the International Climate Cryosphere Initiative. Just ahead of the publication of the IPCC report, I asked her opinion about this summer's extremes.
I think what is happening this year in some ways is that we have a perfect storm of very high temperatures, very dry conditions, which are leading to a lot of the forest fires, and conditions that are more weather related, where you've got, for example, high winds that are pushing sea ice apart. And this particular summer, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, that's what we're seeing.
So is this summer something like a turning point or even a tipping point when it comes to climate change and the cryosphere?
I would not want to say that it's a physical tipping point or a threshold, but what it might be is a real wake-up call to policymakers that this is not something in the future, it's something that's happening right now, and it's something that we need to act on right now.
So why do we have to focus on the cryosphere in particular?
The cryosphere, you can think of, is almost the regulator of Earth's climate state. We need ice at the poles, and we need ice high up in the mountains to regulate the Earth's temperature, in a sense. But once global heating reaches a certain point, the cryosphere shifts, and it's not just a signal of global heating, it's actually driving it, because you're losing the reflectivity of the ice, you're losing permafrost, which is releasing amounts of carbon that are equivalent increasingly to that of a really highly significant emitter in government terms. Those kinds of feedbacks are going to start driving climate change. And so in a sense, the battle to preserve the cryosphere is the battle to preserve the Earth as we know it today. And that's one reason why exceeding especially 1.5 degrees by cryosphere scientists is really seen as rather dangerous, because we know what that lower level is based on the Earth's past. We don't know when we get to a point, though, where we can't stop it from getting there.
Now, the IPCC is publishing this special report on how climate change affects the ocean and the cryosphere. Is it not the case that these reports take so long to be compiled, reviewed and approved by governments that the science is likely to be out of date by the time they come out?
No, I would say that's no longer the case. You know, the difference between about when the report comes out, yes, it's missing some things, and there are some interesting things even happening this summer, like the extreme melt on Greenland and of sea ice, that won't be able to be included in the report. But it has gotten much better, and the science is no longer as out of date as it was.
You yourself were a climate negotiator at one point in your life. Do these climate negotiations at UN level have any role to play, or is it rather action by individual governments or the youth movement, which are going to help us to really save the cryosphere, tackle climate change?
Ultimately, individual human actions are important, but they can't take place on the scale that's necessary. That really can only be done by governments and very large stakeholders, especially some of the larger emitting industries. Those are the main actors, but they respond, especially the politicians, to their general public. And so I think especially over the past few years as an organization, we've become convinced that you do need that public outreach as well. DW.